Police in Chicago are seizing a lot more handguns equipped with auto sears. These are illegal, thimble-sized devices that turn single-shot pistols into automatic weapons. They're also known as switches. If you add a switch and also add an extended magazine that holds more bullets inside the gun, that gun can fire as many as 20 rounds per second. It becomes a little machine gun. NPR, the Chicago Sun-Times, and WBEZ have been investigating, and WBEZ's Chip Mitchell tells the story.
Kimberly Saunders says her son Parnelius is still reeling. I can see it when she has me over to their apartment on Chicago's near North Side to meet him and tell me what happened to him this year. She says she was out on a Thursday night in May getting a gyro sandwich nearby. She heard rapid-fire gunshots outside.
It sounded like just automatic. I used to watch these war movies as a kid, so it sounded like one of those machine guns.
She left the restaurant to see what was happening.
I saw about 20 kids running across the street. You just heard kids screaming.
Saunders suddenly stops her story. Parnelius has stood up. He's leaving the room.
You all right, baby?
No, I'm trying to cry.
That's all right, but you could go ahead and cry. Go to the bathroom. Okay. Go ahead, baby. I love you. Can I have a hug?
Hearing the retelling of that traumatic night is too much for Parnelius. Saunders hugs him and he leaves. She takes a deep breath.
I saw bodies on the ground. It was three people laying there just in puddles of blood.
One of them was 17-year-old Parnelius.
An officer ended up coming and helped me. He was like, don't move him, because we really didn't know. He had blood coming from everywhere. Whatever we saw, we put pressure on.
She says the hospital told her he'd suffered 9 gunshot wounds. Parnelius was among 7 people wounded in that shooting who survived. 2 others died. Prosecutors say the gunman fired in bursts, 21 shots in all, from a Glock pistol with an extended magazine and an automatic switch that turned the weapon into a machine gun. A WBEZ, Sun-Times, and NPR investigation has found that the number of Chicago police seizures of switch-equipped handguns has surged since 2018. So has the number of extended magazines that can add dozens of bullets to a gun's capacity. Those magazines are banned in Chicago and the surrounding county. During those same years, a larger share of the city's shootings have been mass shootings, with 4 or more people killed or wounded. Police Superintendent David Brown last month told reporters these trends are linked.
Switches that make single-action weapons fully automatic, as well as the high-capacity magazines that hold more bullets in them with an extended clip, has been really the dynamic that's changed how shootings and how victimization occurs. Not just here, everywhere in the country is seeing just an explosion of switches and extended high-capacity magazines.
So here's how these switches work. Many handguns sold by licensed gun stores are semi-automatic. That means just one shot for every squeeze of the trigger, like this Glock pistol recorded at a gun range. An auto sear turns a pistol into an automatic. The gun keeps firing as long as the trigger is held. Here's what that Glock model sounds like with a switch in a video from the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Many of the switches seized with handguns in Chicago were made in China. Most of those were made of metal.
There's a myriad of different ways you could get your hands on an imported type switch.
James Barlow heads an ATF officer training division.
Order one through the mail, off of eBay, whatever. There's going to be a trail from wherever that's imported into the country that could possibly lead to the individual end user who purchased one. But we're kind of in a transition period, really, I think.
Barlow says more and more switches for the U.S. market are now made domestically. Most of those are 3D printed. They're plastic.
If you 3D print one, there's like zero way to trace it to you. The latest one is, in fact, one they call the InvisiSwitch. It looks pretty much identical to just a basic Glock slide cover plate. So if somebody was just looking at the pistol, you know, and didn't know any better, they would think it was just a semi-automatic pistol.
As the presence of handguns with switches has increased in Chicago, so has their cachet in popular culture. A rapper from Chicago's South Side dropped this video. The track is called Glock with a Switch. It mainly shows a room full of young men showing off these weapons. It has more than 3 million views online.
Four lick with a drum, a clock with a switch. Made his ass run, but still I'm on miss.
The federal government requires a special license to own a machine gun. That dates back to a 1934 law aimed at the Tommy guns used by Chicago gangsters like Al Capone. Under that law, the feds consider switches to be machine guns, even switches that are not attached to a weapon. The penalty for breaking that law is up to 10 years in prison. In July, Democrats in the U.S. Senate introduced a bill that would establish a national strategy against auto sears. But some gun control advocates say cracking down on the switches themselves is probably a lost cause. They say the focus should be to require manufacturers like Glock to make their pistols harder to convert to machine guns. A Glock spokesperson did not respond to questions or interview requests.
Just to know that you have a gun that can cause this type of damage, it should be against the law.
Kimberly Saunders is the mother whose son was shot 9 times in that May incident.
Those type of machinery, it should not even be able to be manufactured. You're just putting people at risk for money.
Saunders says it's a miracle her son survived. For NPR News, I'm Chip Mitchell in Chicago.
There's more about auto sears and extended magazines at NPR.org. Now, this story's reporters also include Matt Kiefer and Charmaine Runis of WBEZ and Frank Main and Tom Shuba of the Chicago Sun-Times.